Following the Productivity Commission's report, university chiefs are strongly defending their institutions. They say it's to be expected that dropout rates have climbed and that literacy and numeracy are lower among certain cohorts of students. But the peak student body says it fears some universities are using students as cash cows. Here's National Education reporter Natasha Robinson.
It was 10 years ago that the Gillard government opened the way for universities to enrol as many students as they liked and be funded accordingly. Today's Productivity Commission report is the first major study that has tracked not only which kinds of students gained extra places, but how they fared once they had enrolled and eventually graduated. But the chief executive of the peak body Universities Australia, Katrina Jackson, says the fact that the Productivity Commission only tracked the outcomes of young people skews the picture.
It seems to me the measures the PC report has taken is they're just looking at students under 22 years of age. If you just look at one of those groups, Indigenous students, a third of the Indigenous students who are studying in universities, those numbers have doubled, by the way, are over 30. So they're not counting the right cohort. The numbers we have always used, and I'm sure these are correct, are that regional students have increased by 50% in the last 8 years or so. Indigenous students doubled, low socioeconomic students, students from very disadvantaged backgrounds up by 66%, and students with a disability up by 120%.
Nearly three quarters of those additional students during the last decade had a low Year 12 ATAR score of 70 or below, or they didn't have an ATAR score at all. They also entered university with lower literacy and numeracy than the average student. Katrina Jackson says it's no surprise that the dropout rate for these students is higher.
It would be very unusual when you increase the numbers of people going to universities, some from genuinely disadvantaged backgrounds, if the attrition rate didn't shift a little bit. We are talking about people who are not 17-year-olds with no responsibilities. I mean, I'd put it the other way. Four in five of those students who've come from non-traditional backgrounds for universities have succeeded.
The Productivity Commission warns there are now far more students coming into university who are ill-prepared. And while unis have strong financial incentives to expand student numbers, the incentives to provide remedial support are weak. National Union of Students President Desiree Kai says she's seeing increasing numbers of students who are unable to get the support they need to succeed.
From my perspective as a student on campus and from hearing from other students around the country, the unis haven't been providing enough support for those additional students who are from, you know, less well-off backgrounds, but they also aren't they don't have enough support for students overall with the increased number. The cynical view would be that in the current funding environment of the higher education system, unis are increasingly operating like businesses, and student success is not as prioritised as student numbers and the fees that come with that. I think that term cash cow does come up a lot.
And so what do you think universities could do differently?
I think universities have to prioritise student success in general, whether that be academic, financial or well-being. And of course that costs money to do.
That's National Union of Students President Desiree Kai ending that report from Natasha Robinson.